o'clock. Let's go ahead and call the meeting to order. If you will, please stand for the pledge. Salute pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Robert, if you would, please say the word.
Father, we thank you for this day, the blessing to come with it. We ask for your presence and manners. We conduct the business of our town. And we ask that every decision made here tonight will be for the benefit of our community and the people that live in it. We ask these things in your name.
Amen. All right, first up on your agenda, you'll have approval of the November 19th, 2024 meeting minutes. Let us know if you see anything that needs to be changed or off. Then we need a motion to approve and set. I know you'll see the sidewalk in there to actually start the sidewalks around the courthouse will get, start getting repaired. Should be the second week in January. Any discussion?
Make a motion to approve the November minutes.
Do I have a second?
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. All right, next up, you have approval of the November the 2024 financial statements. Look over those, see if you see anything that jumps out at you, and we'll answer the questions for you. The 708 equipment vehicle repairs, that was, I think, Chief got new tires, is that right? Any other discussion? Do you need discussion? Not, have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the November 24.
Do I have a second?
Or financial statements.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye. Dean, is that aye for me?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion approved. Next, we have Sheriff Howell, and he is speaking on behalf of Tri-County Advocacy. And Mr. Silver, glad you're in attendance. I'd like to have any other questions and answer those. And I want to apologize for telling y'all wrong on the meeting last night, so.
We'll get you later.
Yeah.
Well, we thought it was yesterday, so that.
Yeah, they.
It happens. December's a busy month, so we definitely. But anyway, unfortunately, Tri-County Advocacy Center could not be here tonight, so they asked if I come and share some things, but there's later discussion on County Road 18 about the arts and crafts building, and of course, Mr. Stover and me and the mayor and all, we kind of talked the other day about that building and what could best serve the community and what could best serve the county, and of course, we my biggest, concern was Tri-County Advocacy Center and having them a place to go. Judge Young probably tell you about them and probably work with them some, but Miss Margie Farrington back when she was there a lot of years and years ago. But what they do is they interview children. If we have a case that we work, I don't know how many minutes I got.
No, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead, Jenna, you're good.
What they do is they interview children. So if we have a case that involves a child that's sexually abused or a case where a child is physically abused, law enforcement don't interview those children. What we do is typically get the basis and then we contact DHR and notify them. And we also contact this organization here that then go and forensically interview those children. Typically they've been housed in Daveville. Okay. When I first took office, they did not service Coosa County. When I first took office, we utilized Palmer Place in Talladega County. So any of those cases that involve those kids, we had to send them all the way to Talladega County. After Joe Fickwick was elected district attorney here, and then I took office, started working with Tri-County, trying to get them to come serve as Coosa County. They agreed to do so. They served as Coosa County without taking a dime from Coosa County. They service our children without taking a dime. They even offer counseling services for the children if they're victimized. There's some children that are victims of crimes that may not disclose immediately. They may disclose in several counseling sessions, you know, 4 or 5 later. And that's what they do, is they interview those children. They provide the counseling services for them. All of that is free. It's free for law enforcement. It's free for Rockford Police Department. It's free for Goodwater. They're a nonprofit. So all of the money that they get is from government, from grants and things like that. So right now they're servicing 5 counties. They used to serve 3, which was Tallapoosa, Randolph, and Chambers County. And due to taking on Clay County and now Coosa County. So going back to that building, they reached out to, you know, just trying to find a place to go, because the people in Dable went up from on their rent from $800 a month to $2,400 a month, which nonprofit, you can't afford that. So at that point, I started trying to find some places. I originally looked at the old bank here in Rockford to see if that was large enough for them. It was not. And then that's when I saw the old building and just talked to Mr. Stover to find out what, you know, if there was any use or a possibility of a use there. Then I went and looked at it. I didn't realize how large that building is. And at that point, that's when I made a decision that if we could work with the Board of Education and house that entity in there, then I would utilize whatever other space it would and be open to the public. You know, I know there's a need for other entities around the county, and I want to see it best utilized for the general public. And I'm open to doing that, working with the Board of Education on that. But I'm still concerned about Tri-County, and I need them to be housed in that location. It fits their needs. They looked at a wing of that portion. If you've ever looked at that building, there's 2 wings to it. There's an auditorium or an old gym area there. So what they need is 1 wing of that area, where the old kitchen is, and that whole wing, or the other wing to service the children. Anyway, we've been in contact with the Board of Education, mayor, and talked about it, and we're just trying to see what the next step is and utilizing that building to help the entire public. So maybe that's a long way around. I got them to pull statistics. They've interviewed over 95 children since 2022.
95 Coosa County children?
95 Coosa County children.
I think when you talk about kids, the numbers is 1. Yeah. 1's too many if we can help them and have an opportunity to help them.
She said 30 this
year. Yeah, something like that. Around, I think it was close to that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Around 60 of those 95 were under 10 years of age.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, Coosa County is a rural county, but there's still crimes that happen to children in our county. We need to do whatever we can to safeguard those kids. This is a great organization, and they're going to service our county. They want to service our county. It's going to help us, and it's going to help them. What I was proposing to them is that they utilize that portion of that building for as long as they wanted it. And if they vacated it, then it would go back to whatever entity owned that property. Of course, it couldn't be sold or transferred without Board of Education's approval.
Thank you, Sheriff. Do you have any questions for the sheriff? Okay. And in that meeting, talking with them too, I actually did some research and was looking at that organization and everything. And like you said, we are listed as a provider on their organization. I was even aware of that when I started looking. And viewing the building and everything, it is a large space, and they will have to, you know, some stuff will have to be done. And I think they're willing to do those repairs in lieu of.
Yeah, that's right.
And they will have their own insurance as well. And I think they can put in their own bathroom. I went over and crawled up on the building.
Did you look under?
Must be a pretty big crawl.
It is a big crawl space because I was actually leaning down when I was walking up under there. So,
I'd walk right in.
Yeah, you could just walk.
So, with this going forward, it will actually serve all of us really and help them as well as the sheriff. I know he likes having some Christmas parties, and we don't have the heating and air at the building to surpass that. Hopefully we could use this building if we decide to take on that role to do some plays, some pageants, and also accommodate maybe voting over there and some other things.
Maybe this meeting.
Yeah, and for right now it's fine, but there are times that we've had people have to wait out in the street and stuff for meetings. So it could serve all of us, I think, that we'll also have to come up with an agreement that also makes sure, and I'm sure you probably want to touch on that.
Of course, I'm very familiar with Tri-County, Judge Taylor now, by the way.
Yeah,
Farrington, it's one of this extension law enforcement, in a lot of ways, because they try to protect the authenticity of the child's version of whatever went on, and they found over the years that several people talking to them about it, it got kind of diluted, so an attempt to protect the authenticity of that testimony, they decided to go forensic interviewing happened with Tri-County. You have trained people to do it. It's a wonderful, certainly a wonderful tool to use. And, Cusa County will benefit from it, no doubt. Now, having said that, I don't know what we're even talking about in the form of using the building and, other things that may concern us from a city standpoint. Obviously, we're stewards of public money. We got to look at a lot of those things too. So, I'm kind of working without a net here, so I don't know what else is to be planned. And I see something else on the agenda, number 8. So I'm assuming we're going to talk more about that.
Yeah.
At that point.
We will. Of course, we'll have to carry the insurance and all that stuff as a town and liabilities and all that. So, one question I have is after they do the work X amount of years, are they looking to pay any kind of rent or anything?
No.
So
they were looking at sharing a responsibility in the utilities.
Utilities?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it may be more feasible to have two different
meters, that kind of thing. Or
that might be hard to do. Do you think, Robert, or not? It may be a lot of cost to do that.
It'd be a lot of expensive to be wired separately.
That was my only concern with them, is the big cost to them.
We split it up like when we do it with the other days.
And that's
like
what
50-75% or something like that, depending on how much of the building's being utilized.
Because I know they won't be there.
Yeah. One third.
Yeah.
One third of the.
So that may be something we could do, because, of course, we can't pay their way for taxpayer dollars or anything.
Are they going to have their offices in there? Like, mm-hmm. be there 9 to 5, 5 days
no.
a week? Or are they only going to come whenever there's an interview to be done?
They did say they'd have somebody like maybe once a week has to come in and do paperwork and get those kind of things. The big thing is dividing it out. That area on the right hand side can close off and they can have a side entrance and there's no going through the main area. So that gives them and that's big for them. And that'd be the perfect line coming that side door. Just like you said, a restroom was the biggest thing, having some facilities for them.
Do they need a medical exam room?
They'll make all that. They'll create all that. But they do, yes. Yeah, it's going to be, and again, it's for the county. It's to me, it was an easy choice when I heard about it, because I've been dealing with them from the United Way aspect for a long time about what they do and try to do for us. So I think I'm one of those, if you give to us, we should be giving back to our part. So.
Yeah,
Well, here again, you know, from the legal standpoint, I worry about, you know, certain things, and that's just me, but if they are occasionally using this for forensic interviewing and stuff like that, I mean, you know, like I said, one child, 100 children, doesn't make any difference. It's a good service. But at those times when they weren't using it, is it going to be accessible to the town or other, or is it just going to be exclusively held by that group, that portion of the building?
Because I'll have files and things.
Yeah, security, yeah, I'm sure confidentiality.
And there is a way to block that off when we viewed it. Like, there's a door, and just, I mean, they'll pretty much have their own wing.
The only connection is the actual auditorium stage.
Yeah.
So you have one wing, it goes, it's only one.
You can close the door there, take off the hinges, but.
And you got two separate main entrances too.
In the back and the front, so it's for security.
So I definitely think it's something we can do. We just have to work out the details and.
So I guess my other question is, if you've got other entities or the town or whoever using it, and they need all this confidentiality, separate door or not, like if you've got an organization with 100 kids in the building or 100 people in the building, and then you've got them need to come here to do a forensic interview, how's that work for?
I don't know.
Confidentiality in a town of 300 people.
We have a birthday party.
Well,
is that what you mean, like a birthday party?
Yeah.
But they have their own, the way that wing is at the back of that building, in which me and Robert might look, they have their own access and that parking lot.
Yeah, but you can't, you know, that can happen anywhere, so where you'll have people around and see kids going in and out, but it's just
and
it's better than the police department,
and they know that, you know, they know those,
so anywhere they go, they're going to have that,
yeah,
that limitation. But I know what you're saying, like if they're having a big old birthday party and the kids are knowing that, oh, there's Johnny, where's Johnny going, you know,
exactly.
But that could be anywhere, we're going by the sheriff's office and playground. But yeah, I know what you're saying. I do.
Anything else?
Not right. I don't have anything right now because I haven't seen anything. You know, I don't know whatever kind of arrangements you're going to make. I'll have to dissect all of that.
And I think anything we do going forward, we need to just do that with us coming up with something like that.
Make sure we got all of our covered the city's response.
Right.
Our town's
right. Are you hanging around for home meetings or
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Send me out. All right. Anything else? All right. Do we want to just? Of course, we're going to table that until we, you know, figure out. We'll have to come up with an agreement with them as well. Pending moving forward with the building, of course. Okay. Do we want to do that? That motion to table pending.
I don't think there's anything to table because there's no motion to be made because we're, you know what I'm saying?
There's.
It's not our building to.
Yeah, it's not our building to really say anything on yet. So.
I think that the Board of Education is waiting on possibly y'all approving the acceptance of the building.
Okay. Have a meeting Thursday night.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, this is, I haven't seen this. Well, I don't like contingencies, stuff in right. The town. That's the only thing that bothers me. But I'm supposed to be the black cloud right here, you know, because to bring these things up. But, you know, if we're waiting on approval of one and to know what we're going to do the other without knowing what the other is, I don't know how we do that. But that's just illegal.
Moving forward to the next agenda item, number 5, the Old Town Maintenance Truck. I wanted to just go back and revisit what we decided to do at last, I guess it would be maybe 2 meetings ago, is that correct? So in the meantime, I've looked on Gov Deals on some of these trucks they're selling, and they're not getting a whole lot of money for them. We have put new tires on that truck recently before it started acting up, and also I noticed the other day I was headed to Home Depot to buy something, things before the parade, and just something that happened to be a dog running out my new maintenance truck and me almost hitting it made me think, what happens if something happens to that truck? We're going to be in the same boat we were in without a backup maintenance truck. So I think we need to revisit and possibly just not sell that truck The biggest things on getting that truck was repaired was having the time to leave it at the shop so they actually could diagnose the issue with it. Because once they got it running and they couldn't find nothing else wrong, we were bringing it back and using it until it quit again. So at this point, it could be a backup maintenance truck pending us getting the repairs made that it needs, and it's something with the fuel. So I want us to, if everybody's in agreement.
That's the only thing wrong with the truck.
There's something with the fuel. You know, you can spray ether and it'll crank right up, but it'll go that damage. You can't do that only so many times.
Can we possibly change garages? I don't know where we can take it, but like, I feel like these guys have had two or three shots at it and they're having a look. Maybe it's time for a fresh set of eyes.
It's actually going to the fourth place this time.
Oh, okay.
So, I would like for us to relinquish that or retract it, just keep the truck, because I don't want to give it away for $1,000.
Have you drained the gas and put different gas in it?
They've done all of that.
Okay.
So, we're thinking it's going to be something electrical. Mm-hmm. So, any discussion on that? I know we need a backup, because I don't want Crumbly in his truck driving it for maintenance. Do we have a motion?
I'm not looking at that.
What's your opinion on it?
I told Scott before, I said, I'm not selling the truck, because if it's not running, you can get nothing for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he said I had to make a flower pot out of it or something, before I'd give it to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, no, I'll make the motion to keep it and, you know, send it to fourth place and see if they can find out what's wrong.
Before, I know the charge to the bid. No, it's not the general fee. I think it's $150 an hour. That's what they charge.
You know David Skinner?
Is he?
Local guy that does.
He
fix it.
Local mechanic.
He'll fix it in a minute. He'll tell you what's wrong.
That's old time.
I had work on mine one day. I get you. Huh? Trade school could do it too.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, let the kids run a diagnostic on it. Better than a fire pot.
They a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
They ASC certified.
I like that the teenagers can fix it in the certified.
No, we won't tell them that we fixed it.
It'll be great. It'll be great advertisement for the program.
Yeah. David's pretty good if you need somebody. I use him to fix stuff that I can't figure out. So.
Do we know what the value of the truck is? Like, do we need to not spend more money on the truck than it's worth, kind of thing?
Well, you got new tires and we need a backup. So, I would just, it's not going to be fuel related or electronics. So it's going to be a minor fuse somewhere, or maybe even cut wire. So, do we have a second?
I'll second that one.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. None opposed. All right. Number six. We've got one-time pay increase. We mostly do those every year. I think last year we done $500. So this year we'll discuss one-time pay increase. Anyone have anything? I propose that. I was thinking, you know, doing something like maybe $400 and giving them 50 cents raise an hour. Just because, you know, we gotta stay competitive to keep good folks when we have good folks. So, does anybody else have any suggestions? Wouldn't be the 500 or nothing. It's up to y'all.
I agree.
Or y'all can do more.
I agree with yearly or incremental hourly raises. Again, to stay competitive, you can't not do that in this day and age.
So, want to do the 450 cents an hour, or are you going to do something else? That's just my suggestion.
If I remember right, last year we did a little bit different for part-time and full-time. I don't know if they want to revisit that. Or
last year we did 250, Leslie, for part-time. But you only have last year you had five part-time, is that correct? And you had one part-time now. Just, or two?
Two.
Hubbard, part-time.
Oh, yeah, Hubbard, I forgot.
Miss Susie wanted to know who you weren't counting.
Forgot Hubbard, Miss Susie. I would still like the part-time to get the 50-cent raise at least. And you can decide on the hourly or the lump sum.
I'm good with it.
So.
Make a motion for the $400 one-time pay increase and 50 cents an hour.
For everyone?
Yes.
Okay.
Across the board.
Have a second?
Second.
Robert, do you?
No.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Come on, folks. Motion carries. All right, number seven, key to entrance of Magnolia Trail. So I wanted to give a little backstory on what kind of happened with the Magnolia Trail. I want to say probably 2 years ago, I was approached and asked for a key by a landowner that has some property behind the Magnolia Trail. They asked that we clean up the road so they could get back there and cut some timber and come through. I just told them that I didn't want to see them coming through the Magnolia Trail with log trucks, and especially on that road over there where that culvert went and hold it. So I denied the key. They had another entrance into that area. But since then, been approached, that trail has been cleaned off and emergency access put into the Magnolia Trail should first responders or anybody need to get in there. The landowner has asked for a key again, and I wanted our attorney to touch on that, what we're giving up if we give a key, because council's over the buildings and the property and stuff. I can't make that decision on my own, so.
So help me understand, what, like, is it a gate that we're?
There's a chain across there that has been blocked off because it's a hiking trail now, but that road runs all the way to the end of Magnolia Trail. Right down to where the, what branch is that?
Red Mouth.
Red Mouth.
You know where the bench is? Road goes, doesn't quite go to the left of the bench, but it goes right down to that off the edge of that hill.
Gotcha.
And I wanted Mr. Young to touch on liabilities and stuff.
If we give a key.
I've got good news for y'all every now and then. It's not the night for it, apparently, but. Well, three things that bothered me, concerned me about that from a legal standpoint. Number one, you know, if I came to the council and said, let me use the city truck this weekend, it would be a resounding no. This is somebody, private citizen, asking to access property owned by the town of Rockford. Concerns me, just if we do it for that person, are we having to do it for everybody else, okay? Number one. Number two is the liability issue. I think if we started talking about, with our insurance companies, about people having access, a free rein across that property, something happens out of that, you know, I'm concerned about what our position would be. And third thing is that, you know, we potentially are setting up an informal easement of sorts. You know, somebody else sells that property, and they say, well, we've always accessed the property through the town thing here, so if we established an easement. So those are the three things that come to mind right off the bat that concern me about it. I mean, I wouldn't advise the council that would be a good decision if y'all asked me, but you guys would get paid big bucks to make those decisions.
Well, they have always accessed that property through that road.
Yeah.
Even after the town bought the land right there, they still access their land through there.
And Robert, that is that's my concern right there. If we continue to do it, then future landowners and whomever are going to say, that's been established, you know. I think that we have a lot of time, if we can draw a line in the sand now and say, nope, you know, there's too many other issues involved for us to continue to be able to do that. We didn't intend for it to come a thoroughfare for somebody else's property. And as I understand it about this property also, they're not landlocked by any means, so they've got other access points. And I just, that's my opinion.
I just know, you know, taking over, I mean, the town's had a chain on it. I don't know. Apparently they haven't had a key, and I don't know what the prior mayor did to it prior to then, but I know for at least since I've been here, they haven't accessed.
Who did the town buy the 40 acre front to have over?
When we were reading through that stuff, it was McEwen, right? Yeah, so, because I think they used to own that old, that house where the old mayor used to live right there.
Where the who used to live?
Did the old mayor used to live in that house?
Oh, yeah, borrowed it.
Yeah.
Well, I just wondered if you go back on it, did McEwen own it? Because McEwen did own it, and it was a, I reckon, Charles was grandson of that old man. In fact, back in them days, there's a lot of deeds even in there. I mean, I don't know. And I thought if you use the place, and let somebody use the place long enough, they did establish an easement to it.
Well, I mean, you can do that. That's my fear, you know, is that if you don't have an easement written into the deed, you know, easement runs with the property from
forever.
Yeah, if it's established, you know, recognized, legally recognized easement. You know, there have been easements that have been established by repetition of use.
That's what I'm talking about, because
you're wondering if there's already been a place.
Charles and Chuck and people that have rented that pasture for year and year always went through that road. I'm just wondering if it's not one. Because it was used for so long, just established itself.
Well, you know, of course, easements are going to, you know, you can establish something like that, but more importantly is that, you know, he's got other ability, other access points, as I understand. I haven't been out to the property, but he's got other access points. So we're not landlocking the guy by not letting him come back through that gate. I haven't looked at one deed on this to know what was, whether there's an easement or anything else. All I know is that if city is town-owned property, I'm not comfortable from a legal standpoint giving people access across it for the reasons I've talked about.
I know looking through that stuff, we haven't found any agreements where there was permission given, because always in easements, you want to give permission, that way you can take that permission back so it doesn't come in by easement.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I've litigated cases many times, several times, that involve that so-called, it's kind of like
eminent domain?
No, well, you're getting me there. You're getting closer, Counselor.
Adverse possession.
Yeah, adverse possession, you know, all those kind of things where there's open and notorious use of something long enough. But even in those situations, it's got to be 10 and 20 years, depends on if the properties are contingent with each other. So, you know, I don't know whether it's been established or not, Robert.
Yeah.
I know it's been what they're used to doing.
When did the town buy the property?
It concerns me now since it's a town held property, though.
Is the trail still active?
The trail's active. We had some work done.
People can walk on it.
Yeah.
Get hurt on it by walking.
It's safe to say that he's not had access to that property for over 20 years. So, but I will confirm that. So let's do this. We'll do some more research into this. I will have Miss Leslie call the prior mayor just to get their take on it, on if they've had any agreements or anything, because we have not located any. I would like for us to table this to the next meeting and just let me get some more concrete information on that, and maybe even pull a few deeds just to go forward with it. Because definitely I do not want log trucks and stuff coming up through there and tearing up the road. Because we just replaced that cover 2 years ago when it was falling in. And that gets pretty expensive. So do I have a motion that we table this to the next meeting for further research?
Yes, I'll make a motion to table this to next meeting.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed, motion carries. All right. So number 8, Arts and Crafts Building, County Road 18. We talked a little about this prior. It's basically at the point where I think Mr. Stover is going to approach the board to approve it pending, I guess we come up with some meetings. Yeah.
Our board attorney formulated a document to give it to the town of Rockford with the stipulations of using it for municipal purposes / that organization. So it's like I was saying there when we talked before, it's basically we're good about giving it to you guys, but from that point you do all the law stuff and get all everything together, check the deeds, check the land. I know there was something we talked about, the acreage. So those are things you said you're good at. So, and we're okay with that. My big thing is I was looking to give it to one of the MNTs. If you guys want it, then I'm okay with it. I think it's, and I'm sure they will be as well. So, as long as we're working toward a good, I want the building to stay.
Right.
Stay nice. If it's vacant, it's going to fall in like these other buildings, and we don't want that. It's a nice little facility, a lot of history there, so, and I think it'll look nice.
And there is a lot of grant money available to the town to apply for that building as well.
Yeah.
And I would like to see it used as for many things. Even the sheriff, when he needs to do his end of the year thing, if you want to do that. Or not.
And if any of you want to see the facility, just want to go walk it one day, stop by the board office, ask Mr. Rogan, just the board members, and just say, can I borrow the key? And you're welcome to go and just go look. There's some stuff in there, don't mess with it, because it's
Tri-County
left some storage stuff there because they had to get out of their facility. So I let them house it there until we determine what we're going to do.
So basically at this point, I guess we're agreeing to accept it, pending stipulations, and of course we'll have attorney review. So any discussion, now's the time to ask questions, because this is going to be a joint community effort. I mean, we've got to
just ask. So you say wing. Mm-hmm. When I walk in now, it's the auditorium right here, the stage mm-hmm. right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the other wing will be where the kitchen area is, or is it another?
There's another one behind the stage. Yeah, it's hidden. You don't really know. And it goes along the whole, there's like one, two, three rooms back in there. So. And there's doors behind the stage. There's some doors. And you just lock those doors off and have that side entrance and put them a little sign if they want to. And the rest of you, you know, the other side would be, when I looked at the facility, I saw your meetings there, having the commissioners meetings, because it's raised the place, put a nice desk up there, they can sit, get in and out where they want to, and don't have to worry about things. It's just making a nice place. And he brought up some voting stuff, which is a great idea. Instead of getting in the gym, we have this place as a nice voting facility. People can whip in and go vote. I mean, right ideas. You know, they both had the same ideas. And that's where, you know, when he approached me, he kind of gave the same ideas. And then you guys threw some things at us in the same ideas. And I was like, both are good. Let's sit down and let's work. And he's like, well, fine, let's just work. You know, I'm good. I'll help where I can and utilize it when I can in both ways. So I think it's good.
Weddings.
There's so many things. Yeah.
See, I didn't know all that. When he said wings, I was like, man, ain't that much.
I thought it was just big enough space for them and the auditorium.
Stop by if you want to look in there. Yeah. It needs some work.
So I figured you had your party, you was going to need the kitchen. I didn't know you was putting the keys in the kitchen.
Yeah.
The kitchen is an empty room.
It's got a refrigerator. There's a refrigerator.
Oh, that's new.
There's an refrigerator up there.
The Rockford Event Center, but we don't want to freeze.
No.
We had it locked tonight. It'd be a good night.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Robert went to school over there, if that tells you anything. Sorry.
It ain't changed. No change in
it. Was it the same?
Same.
Only commission's lunchroom.
Lunchroom.
Yeah, what you're talking about.
It was a separate building?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's those. What you're talking about, the wing, is actually a classroom. I graduated from there also. Mm-hmm. And those are classrooms. The kitchen is gone. I mean, it was like.
Was it in the U or further back?
It was further back by the wing.
Okay.
You had to walk out from the classrooms over to the lunchroom.
My mom used to work there.
So that's a habit we do when we build stuff in Coosa County. We separate the lunchroom and the building. So we're going to get there. Try to fix that.
Break the habit.
I'm fixing it. I'm going to spend the money.
Any more discussion on that? Do we have a motion to proceed? We have a second.
Let's see.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, number nine, the big one. Salaries for mayor and council. So going into this, you will be, you'll be.
No, you don't really want what we did.
You'll be setting this up for next term.
So okay.
This will be next term when this goes into effect. This will not affect you this term. So if you run again, then and get in, and you'll be there. Not, so you're basically setting it in. You know, and honestly, we'll be honest, I don't know if anybody else that did the job that y'all do for the pay, nor what I do it for. And just so happens I'm able to work late at night. all my real estate stuff. So during the day when I have to handle town business, I take care of that, and I work late in the night on the real estate stuff or whenever I get a break, so.
And Mayor, may I mention this, just so that it's clear, this cannot be brought up before right now during the term of the council. And I have been educated about that, because I always thought it was, you know, we've got election years next year, but it cannot be brought up until, what, 6 months?
6 months prior to election.
So this, just so the council knows, this is the first time you can bring it up.
I know we've made lots of jokes tonight, but obviously council members are 50 a month and mayor's at 6 a month?
Five.
Five a month. So we know where we're starting.
And I guarantee it's not a part-time job.
Where do we stand with Good Work Health and town outside?
So the last time this come up and, you know, before we knew that you couldn't do it prior than the 6 months election, we were looking to do some things. I called over to Good Work, Mr. Lonnie made $750 a month, and then he also gets a vehicle. So Kelton Mayor makes nothing, but I don't think this doesn't.
Yeah, the mayor and council both are.
Mayor and council both.
Yeah.
What is their population? They actually meet the town, they get help from highway department, I mean, not highway department, Aldot and all that.
Yeah.
They do, okay.
They used to pay when they attended meetings, but now they just.
Now they don't.
Yeah.
So there's some stipulations also to be incorporated and stuff on the town that you have to meet a threshold of population as well. So, I think that's the 250 is the threshold according to the law. So, you know, just depends. I didn't do this for the money, but I'll tell you that.
You mentioned what the mayor got, what's the council get?
Now that's something, I think 200 or 300 a meeting. Do you like that?
200 or 300 a meeting?
I think about 200 a meeting, if I'm mistaken on that.
Mayor, mate.
I know, alls I remember is seeing, Mr. Elmore giving a lot of TVs away every time he got paid, so.
He does that out of kindness of his heart.
Well, out of his council pay too, though, so. But anyways.
I just know Kevin.
And Mayor, can, do we know when the last time was the mayor or the council got raises?
It was a long time ago.
1982, maybe?
No, it was 2004 or 2005, I think.
$25 to $50.
And I looked on.
Yeah, I remember taking Dennis Chick to the bank cash, $25.
Really?
Actually.
Yeah, $25.
Save you some cents.
When you're done, who's gonna want to come and do it? That's how we had to figure.
That's where we're at, we gotta defend, because I'll sit here and tell you right now, if you have a mayor that is gonna be here as much as I do, they're gonna have to either be not working somewhere or have, be self-employed.
Hey, you know, you start a bank cash, you look good work. Size-wise, it's bigger than Rockville. But if you look at Good Water looks nothing like Rockville. And if the mayor of Good Water makes $750, I just first think the mayor of Rockville makes $750. Now, I ain't gonna say nobody give you no car to ride around in.
No.
Give you that truck.
That ain't gonna be for that main Ford range out there.
Well, you know, when I first come on, I did drive one of the old administration cars around, but it was better than what the police had at the time, so I gave it to them, so.
Chief, you're gonna have to pay up that SUV, man.
I know,
I'm not even convinced that $750 is enough for mayor, to be honest, but I also don't know if I want to double right now. I just, I don't know. I just know the hours that go into it and the late night phone calls and the crack of dawn phone calls.
You have no idea what I get calls about.
Complaints you get? Complaints you get?
Complaints, calls, money's too high, the dollar store and stuff. Sheriff's over at the building trying to put in, what is it?
Immigrants.
What they call it, they jumped on her, all kinds of stuff like that.
No work, more, no part-time job.
But you knew that when you come back.
$12.57.
Yeah.
So, do you suggest somebody
I'm gonna say the council. I'm gonna say the council. I looked and water board's making $100 now per meeting. I think $125 for council is where we're gonna go at least, and that's probably still my limit.
Going into this off the top.
I'm not gonna say anything on mine.
I was gonna say, going into this off the top of my head, I was thinking between $125 and $150 for council and $1,000 for mayor. Now, obviously, that's just a starting point. We can go up, we can go down, we can do none of the above, but that was just as a starting talking point.
Well, I do know this is it. You know, you have to do this meeting or next, and next term it'll take effect for whoever comes in, so.
And then this is obviously the amount for the next 4 years. So I think you have to take that into effect too, or into account too, that whether it's all of us sitting here or none of us sitting here.
Right.
Who's coming back in for $125, $150 a month?
And there's nothing on the League of Municipalities stating salaries of mayors or anything, but Ms. Leslie did pull something that other towns put what their mayors make. In some towns with population of, let's see, this one is 315 Dutton, Alabama, they make $6,000 a year. That's my salary now. Council members' annual salary is $599. That's in 2020, and they plan to increase, yes. Here's Mentone, they're 320 population, $12,000 is the annual salary for the mayor, and $480 is for the council. And they're undecided if they're going to increase. Some fluctuate. Population's 500, 800, and it goes on up. Anybody want to look through that? You may do that.
What's the difference between our population and the board population?
I really don't know. I think,
Goodwater is 1237.
1237 is Goodwater. Here's an issue with ours. Back in the day, for some odd reason, didn't the town limits used to go above Avondale? Is that what we discussed? I found in the paperwork.
If I'm not bad mistaken, they did go above Avondale until Avondale built, and then they come back this way.
Come back this way. Because of the way, I think you're .4 headed 22 west, you're .7 east, you're .9 north, and you're .6 south. With that, that diminishes your population, because what the law says is towns can go up to 3 miles and then run PJ a mile and a half. We're way below that. So if we moved up, you know, move the limits up, then of course population would actually increase pretty good up there. So we serve, is it 349 was the 2020 census? Of course, you know, we serve a lot more than that with the outskirts if there was a, so all those things have to be considered. It's just basically depends on where we want to be.
So what's our square mile?
What you want to track.
What's that make our square miles?
It's right at 3.
And then what's the square miles of Goodwater?
Nah, I don't know that, so. I don't know that, so.
And I really think by the time you do $750 a month in Goodwater plus the vehicle, you're easily at $1,000 a month. I mean, I don't know anybody that can run a vehicle for $250.
And I probably could do a little bit more if I claimed mileage better, couldn't I, Leslie? She often gets on to me because I don't claim mileage, but. Alright. Alright. Anybody else?
That's my proposal.
So do we have a motion for $1,000 per month, $150 council, going into the next election? Have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we, increase salaries of the mayor and the council to $1,151.
We have a second.
Can we afford that?
We can. Our general funds, that's about, are we three times?
Four.
Are we four times more than when I first walked in office? So we carry four times more than when I first walked in the office here, in our general fund. That's with all improvements. Got a second?
I'll share.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Three, any opposed? Is that a aye for you guys? D?
I don't wanna vote on this money on me.
Well, like, I mean, I know it's the, but.
Next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guys, anyway, Dave, if you don't run next time, we won't be on.
We won't be on. And also look at how we want the direction of the town to go, so.
Yeah, we're gonna have two or three.
I don't know if it's still worth $1,000 or $150, so, but you're doing it for that, you're doing it for.
I've been doing it like $10 for $50.
So, yeah, you're not. Are you gonna abstain?
I'm abstaining.
All right, motion carries. All right, number ten. Adjourn.
I'll make a motion, we adjourn.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, you good? D, turn.